Your presence is one.
Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Good morning, Father. This morning, Lord. Good morning, Son. This morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This morning, God. Blessings, glory, and honor belong to you. This morning, Father, we reach up and we reach out in the Spirit and for the Spirit of the Most High God. We give you glory this morning, God, honor and praise. And we ask you, Lord, even now, to keep us as only you can, God. Cover us as only you are able, God. We lift you up and we give you glory. We bless you now, God. And we ask in the name of Jesus, O Lord, our Lord, our God. Blessings. Glory, honor, Most High God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This morning, it's all about you. This morning, we give you glory. This morning, we give you honor. Blessings, Father. Blessings, Son. Blessings, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We love you this morning. We thank you for your people as you keep us and you cover us. As you clean us, you make us whole. We say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, God. Good morning, people of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory this morning. People of the Most High God, we say good morning. We give God glory for all that he has done, for all that he is doing. And we just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to say good morning to you. We thank God for you joining us this morning. And we just appreciate every time that you tune in because you don't have to. And I learned a long time ago, people don't have to do anything for you or even because of you. But we appreciate that because of who he is, that you've tuned in this morning. And we pray that you get blessed by a word from the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord. Before we get into our word this morning, we want to say a special happy birthday to our mama, Lucille E. Peggy Tanksley. That's Lucille Elizabeth. Our Queen Elizabeth, we just say happy birthday, Mom. We give God glory for you. And this is from all of your children, all of your children, those you birthed and those who just came on board. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we want to talk about our faith. And this thing says, by faith, my then has become my now. By faith, my then has become my now. By faith, I tell you, my then has become my now. And you know I'm always talking about thank God for the now. Thank God. And he won't let me up off that thing right now. Thank God for the now. The right now. The present time. The current time. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. So, thank you, God. By faith, my then has become my now. We're going to begin with some scriptures in your hearing. Thank you, Lord. We're going to look at Hebrews 11th chapter, the first through the third verses, as well as the fifth through the sixth verses. And the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. And that sixth verse says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 13th through the 18th verses. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. 16th verse says, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. 17 says, for this light momentary affliction, listen to that, this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. And that final verse there says, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. Amen. By faith, my then has become my now. By faith, my then has become my now. So what are we saying here this morning? What I was trying to do or accomplish back then has become my now. Things that I thought about, ideas that I had back then has now become my now. Things that I strove for, things that I went after, those things back then have now become my now. So I thank God daily for the now. Some of the things I went through even then have brought me through to my now. By faith, my then has become my now. By faith, that which tried to destroy me caused me to be built up and to cause me to be able to be elevated through God in everything that I say and in everything that I do. By faith, my then has become my now. But when then, that thing which I struggled to get away from released me, then my now is no longer my then. Are you with me this morning? But when that which I struggled with, that thing I had to get away from, that thing that caused me to be less than what God needed me to be, when it released me or I was released from it, then my now is no longer my then. My now is my current situation. It's where God has brought me to. It's where God has me. Let's look at Hebrews 11 again. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, faith, that thing that's ingrained in us, that thing that causes us to hold on and hold out, is the substance, the very epitome, the very foundation of things that we hope for, things that we wish, things that we want, things that we desire, things that we dream of, visions even. Faith is the substance of those very things that we hope for. But faith is also the evidence of things we may not see. That means there's an inkling of it there. Even in our spirit sometimes, We begin to think on things. We begin to hesitate. We begin to second guess or question. But we have to understand. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We have to understand. This thing right here is the evidence of things we don't see. And it says, for by it what? By faith. Elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Things which are seen were not made, listen to me now, of things which do appear. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That which we see is not the end all be all of things that come forth. So that thing that we saw then did not dictate what we see now, what has come forth, what God has allowed to appear in our lives. My God. I'm going to 2 Corinthians 4:13-18 for a moment. And I just want you to give an ear. And it says, since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. Now, we've been telling you over the last couple of weeks, speak it to the what? Atmosphere. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. My faith says it is so. We also believe, and so we also speak. We speak those things which are not as if they already were. Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus, God, will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. I'm going to skip down to the 17th verse. Oh, let's do 16. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, though my physical man is struggling, though there may be some sickness and disease going on in the land and country, throughout the world. Don't lose heart. Though your outer self is wasting away, though aging may have taken some of the strength that you used to have, you may have picked up a few pounds and you're not doing as well as you want to do. It says, though your outer self is wasting away, you may have been diagnosed with diabetes or high blood pressure. Though my outer self is wasting away, though I have not done everything I could do to keep myself at a place of health or for unseen circumstances. Maybe I did do all I thought I could do. Maybe I exercised daily. Maybe I drank plenty of water, but maybe I was never a drinker nor a smoker. However, my outer self is still wasting away. But even though your outer self may become weak, this is the flesh we're talking about. Our inner self, my God, thank you, Lord. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. How? Through faith. My then has become my now. Through faith, I can still hold to God's unchanging hand through faith. Though my body is racking with pain, through faith, I still believe God to be a healer. Though my financial situation has dwindled, through faith, I still believe God to be a provider. You see, by faith, my then has become my now. Let me remind you again. But when that which I struggle with during my life, then my now is no longer my then. I'm not dealing with that same thing because my inner self is renewed day by day. My God. For this light, momentary affliction, what light? The word says this light, whispery, this thing that may seem heavy to me, it's light and it's momentary. You know why? Because it's preparing me for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. The very things that I'm going through, I'm dealing with, I've lived through, I've gotten past, the very things that are trying to confront me again, they are light, they are momentary, they do not dictate my soul's, oh my God, destination. But when this is torn down, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, whether it's emotionally, my inner self, my spirituality is becoming stronger. Why? Because I have faith. I believe God. I speak to God. I talk with God. I walk with God. I know that God is able. No matter what it looks like, sounds like, or feels like, God is able. So what is the now? It's the current. Immediately at this present time. It's the present. It's this very instant. And in an instant, now has moved on. This very moment, this very hour, this very day, but our now moves on. And so then our now does become our then, my Lord. But by faith, my then becomes my now. That which happened yesterday, that I strove for, that I worked towards, that I put some things into. See, faith without works is dead. I want to go further. I want to be healed. I want to live according to his will and his way. Faith without works is dead. I need this job. You don't have a resume? I want this job. You don't go for an interview? I need this job. You don't get out and go put in applications? I need this job. By faith, my then has become my now. I needed this job that I have. I've gotten this job now because faith without works is dead. And so I put in the work because by faith, my then has become my now. The antonym or opposite of the now is the then. If you can thank God for the now, when the then comes, listen now, you'll appreciate the right now, this very moment, this very hour, this very day, and you'll appreciate the right now even more than you appreciated the then. My God. Thank God for what? The now. Somebody come on and let me say the now. Somebody remind me of the now. The now is my current situation, where I am presently. But even with my now, oh my God, it's going to change and it's going to become my then. Even where I am right now, I need to thank God for the now. I don't know what I have to face tomorrow. I don't know what I have to face later, even today. Thank him for things just as they are right what? Now. Somebody come on, type it and say now. Thank him for the blessings that you have right now. You have life. Somebody say, well, my health isn't all that, but you still have health because you're alive. Somebody say, my strength isn't what it used to be. I'm a little older. I'm a little more frail now. I don't do as much as I used to do, but thank him for the now. Do you know that you can thank him for the now just because you can thank him for the now? You're alive. You still have blood running warm in your veins. You still have breath in your body. Oh my God. When we're in the church house, the church house, because we are the church. We're here this morning, but we're in the church house. We often do this thing right here. If I had hands, my God, how could I praise him? If I had feet and we just stomp, 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 how could I praise him? Oh my God, but what if I didn't have my hands? If I didn't have my feet? If I didn't have my mouth, oh God, to speak? If I'm at a place, oh God, in my life where I can't even utter a mumbling word. Oh, how will I praise him? How will I thank him? I praise him with my whole heart. You see, when your heart connects to God, when your spirit, your inner self becomes strong, even though your body may be dwindling, your outer self seems to be incapacitated, your outer self seems to be gone, with your whole heart, your inner self becomes strong. And even when we leave from this world, the word of God reminds us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? Thank you, God. Thank Him for things just as they are right now. I believe this. Thanking God makes room for more. Thanking God causes the heart of God to be invoked, and it causes the Spirit of God to come upon you, even in your home and your house. It causes the angels to flood your passageways, flood your journey. The angels flock down. That's my belief, that they come and they gather on your behalf. They cover you. They keep you because God sends them, because you are His child. So, because God understands that your faith has become your now. Your faith is caused when you didn't really believe, when you didn't really trust God, when you weren't sure what to do. Maybe your mom didn't know God. Maybe your dad didn't know God. But God began to put angels in your path, angels unaware. The Word of God says, be careful of how you entertain others, because they may be angels unaware. God places people, oh my God, through the Holy Spirit in your path that cause you begin to learn about Him. So even for our children out there, whose mother may not be saved, whose father may not be saved, whose family may not be practicing the things of God, there is an opportunity for salvation. And here we go. Every person, come on, Rhema. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Because God will cause His angels, God will cause and allow the Holy Spirit to set up camp near you to get your attention. Don't feel bad because God, you felt like, let me fix that, you felt like God wasn't there when you were a child. He's here. He was there then and He's here now. Oh my God, by faith, my then, the foolishness I dealt with has become my now. That stuff has caused me to become stronger on my inside. See, if we look at our outer self as the then and our inner self as the now, we can really understand in the spiritual place. Come on, God. We can understand that whatever our physical man had to deal with, that thing caused us to find favor with God. We were elevated. We were promoted. We were moved up the ranks. Those who looked at us and said we would be nothing, oh my God, if they could see us now. We were covered by the blood of the Lamb. My then, thank you, Lord, has become my now. So how can I thank Him? When it seems that all around me, everything has been in disarray, where do I find a thank you in my spirit when I feel that God has left me to myself? Be reminded of this. He says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. How can I thank Him when sometimes I honestly can't seem to find anything to thank Him for? My God, if you can open your mouth, that's enough to thank God for. If you can stand on your feet, that's more than enough to thank God for. Somebody somewhere can't mumble a word. Somebody somewhere can't stand on their feet. If you can clap your hands, that's something to thank God for. Somebody somewhere is paralyzed in their body and they're unable to move. So what can I thank Him for? If you can see with your eyes right now, you can tell the Lord thank you. If you can hear with your ears right now, you can tell the Lord thank you. If you had a breakfast or food on your table this morning, you can tell the Lord thank you. Somebody somewhere woke up this morning, some mother unable to feed her children. We have so much we can tell Him thank you for. See, my then has now become my now. My then, the things I went through, God taught me that by the power of my testimonies, others would overcome. My then has become somebody else's now. Stop reeking. Stop rolling in the stuff of the past. There we go again. Come on up to the now. Come to the current situation. Come to the present. Leave the stuff behind, my God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this. Thank you, Lord. It says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I want you to keep your eyes on that scripture for just a moment. Just keep your eyes on that scripture for a moment. And I'm going to share with you some different versions. That's King James. But I want to make sure that you get this one very clearly. The New International Version. Now I want you to keep your eyes on King James. But this says, giving thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The Berean Study Bible says, give thanks in every circumstance, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Come on, it keeps saying the same thing. New American Standard Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. There are some key things I want you to catch there, my Lord. Contemporary English Version says, whatever happens, keep thanking God because of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants you to do. Come on. In everything, be thankful. This is the International Standard Version. Because this is God's will for you in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. My Lord. And here we go right back to King James. In everything, my God, give thanks. For this is the will of God in who? Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody, send me a Christ Jesus concerning you. One of the things we found as we read those different versions, it says the same thing. In everything, for everything, in every situation, in every circumstance, give thanks. Mama and I talk about that scripture a lot, and one of the things we know is it doesn't say, Mama says it doesn't say, for everything give thanks. But it says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It didn't say for everything that happened to you, give thanks. But in everything that you're in whatever you're going through, there is still something to tell God thank you for. Come on. Can I get a witness? Somebody say, thank you, Lord. So whatever I speak to as my now, disqualifies my then. And whatever I went through then cannot overtake what God has for me now. I know the plans I have for you, not plans to harm you, but plans of hope in the future. Somebody saying, where was God when I was hurting so badly? God was right there, but were you in tune with him? He was there waiting. He waited for me, and I'm so glad the Lord waited for my appointed time. I'm so glad that he didn't let me go, that he didn't give up on me. I was a wretch undone, my then, but I thank him that it made me stronger and it made me appreciate more my now. See, that's the mentality we have to take on. Whatever life has given us, whatever things we have caused in life, or didn't cause, whatever people have done to us in life or didn't do, we have to thank God for right now. We have to thank him that even though we went through, he brought us out. Can I get a witness this morning? So whatever I speak to as my now is my now. My life, I'm speaking it in order. My health, I'm speaking it on the rise. And I'm speaking strength. My right mind, I'm speaking it each and every day, Lord. Thank you for keeping me in my right mind. I often talk to the Lord and I say, God, I don't know how I'm going to leave this world. I don't know what's going to happen. Because as sure as we're born, we already know we're going to die. We don't know when, where, or how. But we know it's going to happen. So I often talk to God and I say, God, please, Lord, keep me in my right mind because I always want to know who you are. So even if my outer man fails, oh God, I got to pray for my inner man that my spirit stays connected with God. so that even when my outer man fails, Jesus from Zion. Job's outer man was tortured, but his inner man became stronger. Even when his wife, his close partner on earth, told him to cuss God and go ahead and die, he didn't give in and give up to death. His inner man was strong. And he waited on the Lord. And I tell you this morning, wait, I say, wait on the Lord. But in the meantime, be of good courage, for he will strengthen your heart. My strength, I speak that it comes from the Lord. My home, I speak that it's a place of love and peace and stability. My family, I pray every day that they remain a part of my life. My hearing, Lord, I want to hear you. I want to listen to you. I speak that I'm listening, God. My ability to open my mouth and speak, my God. I speak that whatsoever I speak in the name of Jesus. My blood's still running warm in my veins. Oh, some seasoned person out there needs this. I speak that the blood of Jesus is my salvation, and it keeps my blood running warm through my veins. My hope, I speak that it is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My marriage, I speak that my husband, and in your case, or my wife, is ordained by God, and that it is come to pass. It has come to pass. For those of you who haven't entered into marriage yet, you speak it now into the atmosphere, that my husband, my wife, will be ordained by God, that my marriage will come forth. Amen. My children, I speak that they will be obedient, that they will respect God, they will reverence God, and that they will rise up and call me blessed. My children's children, I speak that the nation will be changed, the atmosphere, for God's kingdom will be changed even by their testimonies and their lives. My job, I can speak that eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard, the blessings that God has in store for me. I'm trying to bring this to you so you have something to work with on this week. My bills, oh, I'm speaking that they're paid up and they're paid out. Oh, my God. My food to eat. Oh God, I'm speaking that you feed my spiritual man with your word while my physical man is nourished by every meal that you supply. My place to lay my head. I'm speaking, God, and I'm thanking you for rest from this weary land, for sleep that will cause me to be strengthened and ready for my next day. My sanity. They talk about mental health being on the rise. People are mentally sick. People are mentally ill. People are depressed. People are dealing with anxiety. Well, I speak that I'm yet holding on. I speak that God is the author and finisher of my faith. Thank you, Lord. My heartaches and my pains, I'm speaking now that weeping may endure for a night, but the joy is coming in the morning. And I tell you now, it's morning time. So thank God for the morning time. Thank God for the now, the right now. By faith, my then has become my now. If I don't have faith, I don't believe that God is able to do. I don't believe that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what I think I ask. If I don't have faith, I can't please God. Oh my God. But if I have faith, I know that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Though I am weak, God is strong. Oh my God. Through it all, I've learned to trust Jesus. By faith, I tell you, my then has become my now. I've learned to thank God for the now, the right now. No matter what it looks like, y'all know where I'm going. No matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like, I've still got to tell God thank you for the now. When it seems that all has failed, just lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Come on, somebody, lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you. when you don't fully understand why or what's happening in your life. Trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3:5 says, with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, because by faith your then becomes your now. That thing that wore you out and wore you down has become now something that caused you to be stronger. My God, by faith, my then has become my now. Even when you've lost a loved one, even when you've lost a job, when friends have turned their backs on you, even when you've fallen time after time, you felt like you failed, when you felt all hope was gone, wherever you are in life right now is where you're supposed to be. So I'm going to trust God and work to live for Him. I hope you join me in doing that. I hope you remember that in everything, if you give thanks, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. If you can thank Him for the now, I hope you remember the now, just as it is, when the then comes, you'll appreciate, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You'll appreciate, oh God, you'll appreciate the right now even more than then. So just remember, God cares for you. God knows what's best for you. And in everything, remember to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, the evidence of things not seen. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those of us that diligently seek Him. Come on, give Him a praise wherever you are this morning. He that comes to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. There may be someone listening this morning, or someone in your life this morning, that hasn't accepted God, hasn't accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, that doesn't understand that their faith will cause their then to become their now. There may be someone. And so we want to pray this prayer this morning with you. And you pray on behalf of your family member. If they're not listening right now, you pray on behalf. You give them over to Jesus. And you talk with them. You know, we talked about having courageous conversations. We're in a time where we need to make sure and be sure and very sure that we're saved, that our lives are in order. We can't play with this thing, y'all. Death is prevalent. COVID-19 is prevalent. Heart disease is prevalent. The death angel is on the rampage. But it's only going to stop where God allows it to stop. But what He's doing is trying to open our eyes, give us an opportunity to focus on Him. And so let us pray this prayer this morning. Father, we thank You, and we give our life to You this morning. We praise You, O Lord, and we release everything from us, O God, that is not of You. We ask You, O Lord Jesus, to come into our heart, change our mind, change our attitude. Let us choose this day whom we're going to serve. We ask You, Lord Jesus, to save us from our sins. And this morning, we confess with our mouth, and we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and was raised from the grave. We believe that He died for our sins, and by His stripes we are healed. And we say amen to that this morning, and amen. Amen. This morning, we thank You again for joining us. We want to give a shout out this morning just to a few of our little people that have been listening. Good morning, Samaj and Judah. We thank you for tuning in. Good morning, Alana. We thank you for tuning in. And we want to just say some shout outs to our younger people. We want to say hey to our KJ all the way in Virginia. We pray that all is well with you. We just love you guys. We love our little people. We love our children.
And I know I haven't named all of our children. We're thankful for little Bennett, who's visiting with us in Savannah this week. Thank you, God. Thank you for our children down in Miami. They're not too little anymore, but we thank God for them. And we just are so grateful, because God is going to raise up a children who are going to change the atmosphere. And this morning we give him glory for that. Thank you, Lord. We want to invite you at this time. It's giving time, and God loves a cheerful giver to be a blessing to the ministry. We cannot continue to go forward without you, and we thank God for your support. We thank you for all of our covenant partners. We thank you for all of our members, those who are sharing with us on Sunday morning. Invite somebody to come back. We're here every Sunday morning at 9:45 live. And one of the things we want to share with you is we're going to begin to pop up live some other times during the week. And we hope that you're following us on Facebook. We know that many of you have befriended us on Facebook and you've liked us on Facebook. But we like to ask you to follow us so that anytime we go live that you get that notification. We don't want you to miss a word. Amen. And we just give God glory. So until next time, Father, we thank you and we praise you now for these your people, oh God. For every listening ear, every open heart, we say good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And, oh, Father, as we depart from this round, oh, God, as this live notification, oh, God, goes out, oh, Lord, but we never depart from your presence, we ask you to keep us, cover us, carry us until we meet again. These things we pray in Jesus' name. We say amen. And remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonavella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45